This is the number 5 ride on Planet Coaster, according to Attractions Magazine.
Now that you're here, time travel volunteers, I can give you your pre-flight brief. There's a lot for me to know if you're successful.
Future.
The space-time continuum.
Here are a few safety tips you should know before taking off.
Watch your head as you step into the time travel vehicle. Once in, slide to the furthest seat. Adults, watch your head as the ceiling slopes down in the back. Remain seated. The safety restraint will be activated by one of Doc Brown's assistants. Keep your arms and legs away from the door. Take extra care that cameras and other personal belongings do not interfere with the safety restraint.
Back to the future of the ride. Just a go-kart track.
Please, no smoking, eating, or drinking while inside the time vehicle.
We ask that you follow these simple safety tips during your journey across the space-time continuum. Enjoy your flight.
A race against time. We're going to see it. I think that it is actually just a go-kart race. Now it's a POV. What it looks like when you are playing. So we got through a medieval scene here. And we're going to jump in time again here. Where we're going to come out the Old West. Looks like we're going to boost into time again. Now, Pirate Days, it looks like. We boost into time again. It looks like our time. Boost again, and now we're in lap two. So I don't know, man, like, I definitely don't think this is better than Rogue One. It's one of the first major discrepancies, I would say. This Fallout ride is the number three ride on Planet Coaster, according to Attractions Magazine. Look at the detail here.
I find that big uranium rock.
Our American way of life, isn't it, Grant? Peace, freedom, and bacon and eggs. Seems perfect. But what if it's not? Friends, your future may not be as secure as you think. Where will you be when the atomic bombs fall? You can secure your family's future by reserving a spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault from Vault-Tec. And your family can wait out the horrors of nuclear devastation. The vault will have all the amenities of your modern-day home, and it's attractive. In the vault, you might meet that special someone, just as you would on the surface. And in a few short years, you and your fellow vault dwellers will repopulate our great country. Reserve your family spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault today. Sign up now and prepare for the future.
It's kind of dark, you know what I'm saying?
Hello, I am Mr. Handy. We have got a problem, and we need your help as our technician. This vault is no longer safe. The pressure will increase, and toxic gas will leak out of the ventilation system. The air is going to be more toxic. and after which the engine runs as fast as you can. Sorry, the elevator was broken as well. I hope you are good, but you are close to the generator room. The generator room. Look at the center. There is a huge generator. Connect this machine to the power system of the hall, and then run away. Otherwise, you will get killed by the high voltage.
I think this is pretty cool,
for an uncertain future.
But I still think Rogue One is better. The Gold Rush. Speed number two. Gemstone Mine, the Gold Rush ride. Looks like a pirate island almost. This song sounds like a pirate song. It's a coaster. It's definitely a pirate aesthetic. Here's some caves. Going on in this cave. Especially compared to some of the other things that we have seen. Number one ride, according to Attractions Magazine, is Alien the Ride. We're going into the station. Wow, look at this. Thank you.
got into the gate here. This is like a full Alien movie. This is really impressive. Can you imagine, like, a theme park ride that actually did this? Like, this would be wild. Look at this.
Coming around for 709. Terminal guide is locked in. Where's the jam beacon? Oh, I see it.
You can hear dialogue, like movie dialogue, which is wild. Going to, like, another space station. I don't know if this is the Aliens space station or what. I would assume so. It's all beat up now. This is wild. This one's out on the Rogue One scenario just because the Rogue One was a coaster. This is like a full-on, like, dark ride experience. That's 15 minutes long. Like, Rise of the Resistance is actually that long. But a lot less is going on in these rooms, I will say that. Like, it's creepy. It's definitely creepy. Going through like a sewer system now. Everything is green. Are we like in the nest? We're the skeletons. Something's moving in there. that supposed to be scalp blood? Okay. Oh, sure. There they are. There's the aliens. This is wild. Okay. Dang, and now we're in another huge show building. So that was like being chased by the aliens through a hallway. And now we're in the computer room, it looks like. Mother, whatever they used to call that computer from the original one. It's hard to argue if there's another alien. Here we go. This coaster here, it's like we're running through the hallways of Ohio, but it is a coaster. Cannot override the detonation procedure. Damn, the queen with all the eggs. Holy shit, look at this. Damn. Look at this. It's all blowing up. Holy shit. Magazine. I hope you enjoyed the last two episodes of looking at the top 10 attractions according to Attractions Magazine on Planet Coaster. We will be doing more Planet Coaster content in the future, so stay tuned to that. Next, we have some haunts on Planet Coaster that we're going to be looking at actually on the next episode. So, thank you. Please like, comment, subscribe. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for watching, man.